And we are back for period number two, high above the hardwood. Dawson County High School, Zach Austin here with you. As we begin this second quarter, the Dawson County Red Devils hold a 13-11 lead over the Custer County Cowboys. Looking to garner that number two seed out of the Northeastern Conference and a season sweep over the Custer County Cowboys for their third win in a row over their arch rivals. The Red Devils will start the second period with the basketball, and here we go. Rivas with it now. Tried to get it inside, poked away there. It was Schneid with the steal. That's Gentry with it. Now to Schneid. Schneid looking for someone to go with it. Excuse me, that was her. Puts it up, no good. Loose ball, her gets it again. And putting that up was Bridger Mirai, up and good for 2 points. It's a tie ball game here at 13. Amsler's going to bring it up now to McPherson. They still haven't got it across the timeline yet, and it's stolen away as Bridger Mirai again. Gentry drives baseline. And a reach-in foul on Eaton. It'll stay with the Cowboys. It's his first team first here of this second quarter. Smith to inbound. A low-scoring first quarter we had. Inside to Mirai. Now it's Alex Herr who puts up a three. That's short. Cy Eaton with the rebound. Full court pass to Ethan Rivas, who lays it up and in. The third leading scorer in the Eastern A and the leading scorer on the Red Devils has 6 points so far. Now Smith with it. Now to Herr. The point guard and floor general. Now to Smith. His pass is stolen away. And Ethan Rivas will set it up this time for the Red Devils. Amsler with it now to McPherson. Back to Amsler. Looking for someone to go with it again to McPherson. Inside to Cy Eaton. Now to Ethan Rivas. Back inside to Levi Eaton. Puts it up. Can't get the ball to go, but it's going to be a foul call. Levi Eaton to the free throw line. To shoot. Two free throws. That foul is on Cooper Nansel, the sophomore. That is his first team foul. His first foul of the game. The team's first of the second quarter is Eaton's first free throw is up and good. The Glendive Red Devils lead 16-13. 6:30 remaining in the second quarter. Eaton's second free throw is off the back iron, no good. Scramble for it. Gentry has it. He's going to be the one to take it across the timeline. Behind his back. Now to Herr. Get into Courtsmith, who will direct traffic. Now to Gentry. Dances around with it, looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Nansel. Herr. Back to Smith. Three dribbles. Herr. Loose ball. Gentry has it now. Inside to Nansel again. Nansel puts it up from 12 feet, no good. Amsler the rebound, and he will bring it across the timeline and set up the offense. Into Rivas. That's poked away, and it's a turnover. It's a steal. Gentry in transition, up to Smith. Can't get the ball to fall. $1 million pass, 10-set finish. And Cy Eaton comes away with the rebound. Gets it cross-court to his brother, Levi. His putback is no good. Shan McPherson's shot is back iron, no good. There's a scramble for it. Out of bounds. Off Glendive. It is Miles City basketball. And a timeout taken. Troy Mirai wants to talk about it. We will talk about it as well. With 5:28 left to play before halftime is the Glendive Red Devils over the Custer County Cowboys 16-13. On your Red Rocks Sporting Goods scoreboard. We will take a 1 minute timeout and be back with Cowboy Red Devil Basketball on 92.3 KYUS.